Somebody down! Hut, 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 hut!
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, bud. How are you?
Great. I am great. We got new phones from Verizon as we were promoting our big Road to the Draft event with them. And I have a question for you two.
Okay.
When it comes to headphones, what do you use?
I have
on your phone.
I have the wireless, just the AirPods.
I got the Beats. Not the big old earmuffs.
Yeah,
not the
like
earmuffs,
the
ones that are small
the earbuds?
And go in your ear.
Are they wired?
No. Why? Okay. Should they be?
No,
this is what I was afraid of. Because if even Chewy has gone Bluetooth.
Well, here's the problem, Jason. Jason, I guess they make them now that are also hearing aids, and the wife is kind of pushing for me to get those. But I am so anti-hearing aid right now. I mean, I think you got to be at least 60,
Well, okay, Chewy, do you actually have anything wrong with your hearing, or is it more of a selective hearing type of issue?
No, I do. I have 60%, I think, in one ear and then 30 in the other,
which
doesn't meet the threshold, I believe, of having
hearing aids.
That seems like hearing aids would be helpful.
You only have 30% hearing in one of your ears?
I got 60 in the other. No.
Way to,
60%
way
of it can't hear.
Silver lining.
Yeah. So
it adds up to 90%. I'm good.
Yeah, it seems fine to me.
I mean, what do you really need to hear anyways, Jason? You know?
Oh, clearly not your wife.
That's a good pop.
Oh, man. See, this is why I love what I do, because what different shows, different personalities, you just never know what might transpire. I would not have known that about your being hard of hearing. And so the reason I ask is because when you used to buy an iPhone, it came with headphones, right?
Yeah, you used the wired headphones, yeah.
And we were overdue for being eligible for an upgrade, and Verizon took great care of us, but now we're up to the iPhone 16, which is very nice.
Oh,
but
the charging port.
But it doesn't come with headphones.
Well, and the charging
port's
different.
And the charging port is different, yes, which means the headphone plug, if you are an old person like me who prefers wired headphones and does a lot of radio appearances, so I don't want to just be holding my phone out. So I had to order. Apparently, these are so rare, because what kind of an idiot in 2025 wants wired headphones other than Aaron Rodgers walking on the beach and me? I had to order them, and they're like $17, which is more than I want to pay for headphones, but they fit the plug. And I'm just wondering if I am a total dinosaur that I want to be wired as opposed to Bluetooth.
All right, Josh.
And it sounds like I am.
Josh, you put it on the poll. What kind of headphones do you use for your phone, wired or Bluetooth?
The interesting thing here, to add a layer to this, is it became a cool thing again for young kids to wear wired headphones because they saw so many people like us wearing AirPods that they
It's okay, bucked, you can say it, the olds.
Yeah, they bucked the system and said, we're going back to it. So the wired are actually more hip now than the AirPods.
Really? Huh. Yeah. I've stumbled into being cool. That's amazing.
What? Why do you, Jason? Why do you want the wired? What's the big? Like, why
sound
are you so steadfast in the wire?
I am. I don't know. I am a creature of habit. Paula teases me for this all the time. I fear change. I have used. I will say this. I've done a few like where we're on video, and or like when John Anderson and Trevor do their Inside Wisconsin show, I tried to do it with AirPods, and it was just glitchy. I just don't trust them to keep me connected throughout an entire appearance. And so, and while some might argue that would be good news if you guys lost the connection to me, I just don't trust them. So I didn't mean to hijack the segment. I needed some insight from my dudes.
Yeah. Jason, Packers announced a huge signing. John Fitzpatrick.
He is huge.
You know what, though?
He's a very large man.
Is he? But I got to thinking, yeah. I'm like, why would they do this? I, they got Kraft, Musgrave, and I like Ben Sims. I think he's a good player. But then it got me thinking, I'm like, are they going to keep more tight ends than we think because they are going to be playing a lot more two tight end sets? Did they kind of tip their hand a little bit?
Yeah, you're a smart dude sometimes. You're like, exactly right. Like,
what?
They had,
what was that?
Yeah, exactly. Huh? they actually, John Fitzpatrick, welcome back to the club of guys that came for pre-draft visits that ended up on the team. He's one of those guys. And he took a circuitous route to the Packers and joined them midway through last season, he was another one of those guys that Goody liked coming out in the draft. They didn't end up getting him then. But that clearly influences the lens that Goody sees players through. So I think you're exactly right. I've been saying this now for several weeks, that I think this offense is going to run through Josh Jacobs and the tight ends. And I think while John Fitzpatrick is not nearly as accomplished as, say, Mercedes Lewis, I think he's kind of that guy that might only catch six balls all season if he's on the roster for the entire year, but is he goes into the game and you know you can run behind him even if the defense knows what's coming. And he's also that guy that, you know, if you could go into a lab and take Luke Musgrave and John Fitzpatrick and hook them up to some electrodes and they would come out as one player, you'd really have something, right? Because I don't think that they have seen the advancement from Luke Musgrave as a blocker. Obviously, last year, being on the shelf for 10 weeks was part of the problem. But they need somebody that they can count on besides Tucker Kraft who can block. I agree with you. Ben Sims, another guy who came in for a pre-draft visit, by the way, before that draft, I like his skill set. And he's kind of like a... I don't want to call him Jeff Thomason 2.0, but he's kind of like JT was with you because he could do some of the things you would do. He could do some of the things that, you know, Keith Jackson could do. He's not as accomplished in either department, but he could do both. And I kind of feel like that's what Ben Sims is.
Jason, right now the Packers have 8 picks. When they make their selections, which is just, again, 9 days from now, up there in Green Bay, are they going to end up with 8? Are they going to end up with more? Or are they going to end up with less draft picks?
Surprise picks. 10. I'm going to say 10. I think Goody wants to, if Goody can find a way to do it, he always wants to have double-digit picks. And if you listen to the stuff he's saying, like I did my quarterback preview for the draft, and I do it a little bit differently where I like to take kind of stock of where the Packers are at. There's so much great draft content and Dane Brugler and Mel Kiper and all those guys who study it. They do such a great job. So you don't need me telling you, oh, Shedeur Sanders is 3rd on my quarterback board. But when you look at where they're at and the things that Goody is saying, he wants to add a developmental quarterback in every draft. I don't know how you're going to do that with 8 picks. Right. And I don't know why you would do that when you can keep developing Sean Clifford and you've got Malik Willis for another year under contract. So when I look at where they're at, he's got so many kind of to-do list items. He said it from the very beginning at the scouting combine. Somebody said, you've got 7 picks right now because the compensatories hadn't come out yet. And he said, well, that's for now. And I don't think there's any question he wants more swings. So I would anticipate him trading back multiple times so he can get to 10. And I don't know where we're covering the draft from, since the normal media auditorium is under construction. It's becoming more storage for the equipment staff. Well, wherever I'm going to be, if he trades up, especially in the first round, I will fall out of my chair, and it'll make for a great social media video.
Jason, is the stadium going to be open for the draft, and will people be able to view the draft on the big boards or no?
That's a really good question. This is run by the NFL. It's not technically run by the Packers, which Mark Murphy wanted to make very clear to all of us, because if you're not happy standing in line or something, he doesn't want you to be mad at him. He wants you to be mad at Roger Goodell. But I don't know, like the trickle of information has been, it has not been a fire hose of information, right? And so it's hard to know exactly what people can do. And if you're a fan trying to plan it, like I'm a little bit, you know, I'm focused on, all right, how do I get to the Tundra Trio to do our radio shows and do some TV stuff with Channel 3 in Madison? How do I get into the building to cover the actual selections? Beyond that, like, yeah, it's going to be cool to see all the pomp and circumstance, but I just want to do the job, right? Like, I don't really need to get swept up in it. And if you're a fan coming here, whether it's from out of town or you're coming from Milwaukee or Madison and you don't get to go to games, you want to see the spectacle, I would think you'd want to see that too, right? The tour of the stadium in some way. So I don't have a lot of details on that right now, but I will inquire to get a little more information.
Jason, do they have room for 10 draft picks on the roster? Because I'm at a weird spot where I'm trying to figure this out in my head where, okay, I know that Goody wants a lot of draft picks, but at the same time, they've had the youngest roster in the NFL the last two seasons, so a lot of spots are taken. But at the same time, there seem to be some holes they need to fill, not just this year, but next year, so they want to backfill some of those positions. Like, it's an interesting math equation I'm trying to do in my head to try to figure out if they would even have room on the 53-man roster for 10 rookies.
Well, no, you're right. But remember, you got to think of this roster as a 70-man roster, because it's 53 on the active roster. It's 16 on the practice squad. And then they get a bonus guy for the International Player Pathway Program. So you're talking 70 total guys. And especially when you think about where their picks are, right? They've got their own picks in the first six rounds, and then they've got two seventh rounders. Like Kalen King, for example, right? He was a seventh round pick last year. He spent all of last season on the practice squad. They have moved on from Robert Rochelle the musical, Eric Stokes, and one half of the law firm of Valentine and Ballantyne. So now that's created a spot, you would certainly hope that Kalen King can take one of those. You've got Nate Hobbs, who may be taking Jair's spot if he eventually gets traded. So you've got a couple of spots there, right? If you're wrong about, say, Kadeem Telfort, right, who you've invested 2 years in, kind of like they were, remember that big, gigantic guy, Caleb Jones? He was like 7'6".
Yeah, he was basically Andre the Giant playing football, yes.
Yes, and they carried him for 3 years, and then they finally were like, no, this ain't happening, Captain. And so they moved on from him last year. What I'm saying is maybe Travis Glover showed them enough to say, no, this guy's, you know, he was a sixth-round pick last year. There's another spot that opens. I think they are, the one thing that they are all about, and they don't just pay lip service to it, is they make dudes compete. And that's what happens when you have a bunch of young guys. Like, no one gets really comfortable or can get complacent. And so I think they have room if they want to go that far. And again, you look at what's kind of played out. Like last year, I think all but two of their draft picks made the roster, right? And Michael Pratt, the seventh round quarterback, he did not come back to the practice squad. Kalen King did. So they kept 9 out of the 10 in some form or fashion. I agree with you. If they have 10 picks this year, it would be hard for them to keep 8 out of 10 on the 53. But again, maybe they have some other things cooking where they're going to move on from other guys. And one thing Goody, I think, has improved at during his tenure is admitting mistakes by moving on from guys that can't play.
Jason, one last quick one. Is Christian Watson rehabbing in Green Bay, or is he off somewhere else?
I think he's somewhere else. I have not checked in with him. And again, I may be a lonely, what was McCarthy's line during the Super Bowl run? It's lonely sometimes being a warrior.
It's lonely being a warrior sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like when it comes to Christian Watson, like I kind of feel lonely because I am still all in on him. And I don't think there's many others who are on my team, but I Tausch gives me a hard time for pretending to be a doctor. I just don't see it being realistic that a guy who tears his ACL in the last game of the season, when she shouldn't have been playing in, and I can't believe they had him active just because Romeo Doubs was sick. I don't see him being back till November at the earliest.
Wow.
And so I'm really curious to see. I was talking to somebody who works in the building about him, and I think their hope is they get him back for the final, 6 to 8 weeks of the season, and he's somewhat productive, but he's not in a position to get paid, and they bring him back on a one-year deal that has some incentives in it, and they get a whole nother year of figuring out if he can be the guy that we all kind of hope he can be.
Jason, just so you know, you're not alone. The Carpless Talking text line lighting up with support for you. Larry says for short runs, he uses his AirPods, but long runs, his marathon training, he uses the Wired. Carrie saying, hey, dudes, another old school person here. Love my Wired earbuds. Sam says, Wired works no matter what. You plug them in and bingo. Bluetooth, you have to mess with the settings on your phone, make sure they connect. Also, if you're connected to your vehicle, he said it's just more to worry about. And Ryan said that now that you have a current phone, you can also be on video for your appearances. So, keep that in mind as well. That's some of the feedback we've gotten on the Carbless Talking text line when it comes to your wired versus wireless headphone debate.
Well, I'm glad Larry and I are on the same page with our marathon training.
Good, Bob. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Yeah.
Jason Wilde joins us 3 times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You remember the moments from that magical March in 2015. Frank Kaminsky leading the charge for Bo Ryan and Wisconsin in a run to the championship. Relive it all with Made 'Em Believe. June 26th, join Frank, Sam Decker, Coach Bo Ryan for an intimate night at the Orpheum Theater in Madison to celebrate the 10-year anniversary. Tickets on sale now. UWHoops2015.com. UWHoops2015.com. Made 'Em Believe. June 26th at the Orpheum Theater in Madison, presented by Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, Potosi Varsity Ale, Potosi Hard Seltzer, and M3 Insurance.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363. What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a Bible verse, John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it
says. I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.